USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The general election is underway in America. Stacey Washington with Black Voices for Trump tells Fox and Friends the president's actions will get him reelected.
His plans have already worked for 4 years, and they will work for 4 more years. So we're seeing enthusiasm and a positive response to the president's message, and I think that's going to mean a win for us tonight.
Democrat nominee Joe Biden will have 2 visits in Pennsylvania Tuesday.
We're done with the chaos. We're done with the racism. We're done with the tweets, the anger, the hate, the failure, the irresponsibility. It's the man who, in the first black woman running for vice president, he looks at her and he calls her a monster.
President Trump had 10 rallies in 2 days.
This guy is a stone-cold phony. Joe has no clue, okay? Joe's not calling the shots. And I guarantee he won't be calling them for very long.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Nearly 100 million Americans have already voted. The big question is, will we know the results election night? That is the $64,000 question. Each state has different rules on when it's allowed to actually start counting those ballots. That is going to produce results coming in at different times. In some places, election officials can begin processing ballots weeks before Election Day. Some states didn't start counting until Tuesday. So unless it's a major blowout, we probably won't know the results for days, if not weeks. Some results are in. USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Dixville, Knox, New Hampshire has traditionally held the first vote in the country for every presidential election since 1960. The tiny community near the Canadian border was a clean sweep for former Vice President Joe Biden, taking all 5 of the town's votes. 12 miles to the south in Millsfield, another midnight vote was held with President Donald Trump winning the community 16-5. The rest of the state and its 4 electoral votes will be determined after polls close at 7 p.m. Eastern.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Will new voters from out of state help turn Texas blue? USA Radio News Val Dior explains.
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
NASCAR's Final Four has been determined. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
Kevin Harvick won 9 races this season and easily took home the regular season championship. But he won't be racing for NASCAR's top prize as he was eliminated from the championship playoffs on Sunday. Harvick was a favorite to take home the title, but after spinning out on the final lap at Martinsville and finishing 17th, Harvick ended up on the outside looking in. Instead, Joey Logano, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Sunday's race winner Chase Elliott advanced to next week's season finale at Phoenix to race for the 2020 championship. From the Ohio Valley USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Be sure to check out our USA Radio News election coverage beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pryor.